this time, we will call the Town of Middletown Town Board meeting of January 15th, 2022 order. The first item is to amend approved minutes of December 4th, 2019 workshop meeting and December 11th, 2019 Town Board meeting.
Make that motion.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Do we have a second to approve? Do we have any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion carried. Next item is to amend approve the supervisor's monthly financial report, town clerk's monthly report, building and zoning monthly report, justice court monthly report, and Arkville and Hawkinsville monthly water reports for November 2019. I'll entertain a motion.
Make that motion.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Do we have any questions or comments? All in favor, aye. All against? Motion carried. All right, so this is our annual review of policies and Middletown's administrative procedures.
Here they are, besides two more in here, because I haven't had time to put them in here, but you guys have done them all anyway.
We've gone through them. We updated them, I believe, last year.
We did the sexual harassment last year, the year before we did the violence in the workplace.
Right. So we've been through them pretty good. Any questions on any of these?
But there was no changes.
There was no changes. And we feel right now that they're pretty well and up to date. If there's any concerns by anyone on the board, by all means, bring them up during the annual year. Okay? Is that it, Carrie?
That's it for me.
Okay, then. So we will move on to the next item, which is opening the floor to the public. Do we have anyone from the public who would like to speak? Yes, Steve.
Okay. Three quick things. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that. Where a bunch of us are raising some food for the food bank next Monday. So I just bought this so you're aware of it. Anything you can help with would be great.
We'll post it up there on our...
Secondly, as I'm sure you know, since I'm assuming you funded it, that LED lights are being put in.
Yep.
And we thank you for that because it could be more efficient and save money.
Yes.
But, as maybe you know, driving through New Kingston is like being in Yankee Stadium. The lights by the two ends and by the post office, they don't have any, I don't know what you would call it, they are so bright at night, it's blinding. And I know that they must have, we've had a number of people this last week that have called NYSEC, but of course that's their bureaucracy. And I bring it up tonight only because since you're putting the bill, maybe you have a little more clout than we do. And what we're looking for is some kind of a shield that keeps the light from blasting off the houses. When you go home tonight, Chris, stop by the post office and see Dave's house, two or three houses there. They're lit up like Yankee Stadium.
I'll take a look.
And there's got to be a way to control that a little bit and still provide the safety that the lights need to do. I don't think they have to light the houses. So that's the mission there. Now, not to forget the speeding issue. I do thank the town's board and their people that were driving the plow trucks through during the winter when we have winter, and they have been very good at slowing down. But they're about the only ones. They're still blasting through town. Trucks, vans, you name it, at far excess of the speed. And I know that we've discussed the idea of maybe having a squad car there once in a while. The best thing, I know I've spoken to a couple of the schools that have them, the speed monitor, whatever you want to call it. And we don't have to buy two of them. One would be enough. And if could be rotated where there are other issues of speed. It could be in New Kingston for a couple of weeks, and it could be Hawkettville, wherever you have a speed issue. I'm sure we're not the only one, but it is just terrible the way these cars, trucks, vans, milk wagons, you name it, fly through there. The plow trucks, when they're going through with the snow, are doing a good job, though. So we, again, we're seeking that. I had a bunch of people sign that they're concerned about the speed. Now, I notice that you have on the menu today, I guess that's buying Moriarty's piece. I don't know whether the issue of the agricultural easement has been resolved, because you can't buy it while that's in, while that exists. So that's that. And it gets down to, I sent a note to our good friend Mr. Cox with the dramatic changes from when the original vote was taken to where we may stand now or next month. I can't understand why a revote isn't reasonable. If my memory serves me correct, in the 1990s, there was a time when there was a goal of turning New Kingston into a reservoir. Some of you may remember when that happened, buying up the land and making another reservoir. Then in the early 2000s, if I'm correct, there was an issue about a central sewer system that was voted down. Now this time, the big change is a majority of the people don't live there full time. Everybody back in the early 90s or the early 2000s was essentially full-time residents of the hamlet. The people that don't live there full-time don't fully understand the issues in many cases, despite the 5 pounds of paper that was sent to them, etc. Now, with Mr. Cox told me, yes, we'll have a public hearing. The problem is, with so many of the residents not living there full-time, the ability to attend a public hearing is challenging for sure. So, you know, we wouldn't have a majority of people showing up because they don't live here. And, I mean, it's just, with so much money at stake, Mr. Cox was almost a little offensive maybe because I've been a pest. And that's fine, I can understand that. But the reality is, how could he refuse, with a budget of over $5 million, whatever is involved, to have another vote where people are fully informed after a public hearing is held, too? So, you know, I'm not gonna, we're not gonna let this just die. We've had a lot of second homeowners who begin to understand this a lot more, are concerned because they didn't understand it or didn't take the time to understand it, probably both. So that's the issues. I mean, I can't believe that there isn't enough money to have another vote and really truly be fair and open about this program.
Thank you, Steve. Is there anyone else who has any comments for the public?
Yeah, one quick question. Has the thing about the workshop meetings been resolved yet?
Yeah, it was voted last week.
You're going to continue with them?
We voted for them to be what months?
January, October, and November.
Okay.
Those are the workshop meetings.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? If not, we'll close the floor to the public and move on. Number six, resolution number one, 2020. Resolution of the Town Board of the Town of Middletown authorizing the subdivision of property for the Community Wastewater Management Program in the Hamlet of New Kingston. you looked over all this, Gary.
I did, and actually, Kevin Young called me today to see if I'd like myself to come down here. I told him I didn't, but you know, we're sure that if any issues came up,
right,
you'd come next week. But no, I think it's pretty straightforward. I think doing it this way with the subdivision now and not having to buy the
farmhouse
and all that is much better for
right.
For everybody. It is okay that the subdivision be done prior to the transfer. Just one of Steve's questions. Apparently, WAC is already okay with with the deal. I think this resolution is fine.
Had to be sent whenever you take.
But there's a question.
Of course. The thing about WAC is that when I talked to Tim, he was like, "Yeah, WAC knows about it."
Kevin told me today that they've been negotiating, and frankly, WAC is not an issue.
Great.
Because I mean, by that I mean, they can either they may have decided that now that it's only this limited parcel, they don't care.
Right.
But even if they do care, the town has the ability to condemn the easement, which
right.
We don't necessarily want to get into. But I mean, ultimately.
So they knew about this from day one because I met with them personally and went over this. They were the ones who said that they didn't think this was possible. We explained to them the legal process by which that is mm-hmm. done. Part of that process is that you should understand that when a WAC easement is put on a piece of property in the watershed, to get that removed, even through doing a friendly eminent domain, you have to contact the New York State Attorney General's office, and everyone has to sign off on that. Because you are removing an environmental easement that was done as part of a large watershed permit with federal oversight. This is how it's done. That is the way you do it. So that has been done.
Okay.
That has already been sent. They weighed in on it. They said this is a capital project.
Yep.
This is perfectly understandable. You're not taking any more than what you absolutely need for this. All the procedures are being followed, and we got good graces on this. That was actually probably a month and a half ago I was given that news.
Yeah. So, Tim reassured me. With the stuff I was worried about was I thought I didn't get that the
right.
parcel had been reduced so drastically and that Moriarty had sort of negotiated. That was the thing I wasn't aware of at the time.
Yeah. So it's unusual, but do it.
Right. And if you look at it, you'll see that all of the stream and borders stay with the farmhouse. That's not by coincidence. SAP program. It follows our new SAP program.
Stream access.
Stream acquisition program.
Acquisition program.
And what it is they laid it out when they subdivided, and they subdivided just as if it was a SAP.
Cool.
Okay? So they took everything that the city would ever be interested in, and then our parcel wasn't there anyways because we're not doing a cluster septic system next to the stream. So that's when you say the WAC part, that WAC has been dealt with, and that was an actual official process that we had to get legal answers on before we say anything. Any other questions on this? If not, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second. Do we have any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
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 All against, motion carried. Next item, amend, approve the 2019 budget amendments.
You have
them. These are the amendments that roll over towards the end of the year, and then we just pick them up. And we have to make up for them in the beginning of the year, and this is the meeting we do it. Are there any questions on this? These are fund balance numbers that we brought in to amend it. We went over this when we did it. And this is, again, the last month is what you would have mm-hmm. that didn't fall in it. Any questions? And if not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Make that motion.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second. Do we have any questions or comments? Mm-hmm. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All against, motion carried. Amend approve 2020 Town Planning Advisory Service and Delaware County Planning Board and the Town of Middletown for the amount of $3,500. This is our consultant from Delaware County Planning. that comes to our planning board meeting and advises us and helps us whenever we have to update any of our documentation. It's $3,500 a year. It has not increased in many, many years. And I can tell you, you get at least that kind of value out of them.
I was going to say, they cover
my using that much, just being supervisors.
Yeah, you call, but you get to call him, right? Or them or whatever.
Well, I use them. When we did all of the maps for Middletown to make the land acquisition case, we had planning do it. It was technically through this contract that they did it.
I call them on zoning if I need them.
Oh, do you?
I mean,
we all
do. So it's not them just being at the meeting.
Yeah.
No.
They're very helpful.
Yes. And so are there any questions on this? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Do we have any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All against, motion carried.
And both of them signed?
Yep. And today is?
15th.
It's totally the 15th.
It's the 15th. I've written it all down.
Yeah.
Well, I've been writing something.
I've been writing the wrong date all day, baby. Which one you been
Wake
writing?
Up, Carrie.
I've been writing the 8th. What have you been writing?
I've been writing 19 over and over and over again.
Thank you. All right. Amend approved consulting agreement, MARC project, and Town of Middletown for the amount of $5,000. No, I have a copy. You don't need your mind or yours. Again, we do this every year. Just one year we forgot. We got trouble for it. So now we do it every year again.
So what?
Bless you.
Grants did the MARC project work on us?
Our CDBG grant, which is our low-income grant, that is a very large grant that we do every year that goes through and does work for low-income families on their house, fire safety. We always make them do smoke alarms, things like that. They'll fix up their roofs, siding, windows. And then a lot of times what they'll do is they will put them in conjunction with winterization through Delaware Opportunities. And then winterization will pay for insulation and windows and part of the project. MARC doesn't. It's a wonderful, wonderful relationship where once you start working with one, you kind of the doors open onto the others and you can really go through your house. It's allowed for many, many young families and single moms that don't have a lot of money and fixed income to be able to have their own house and be able to heat it.
Oh, yeah.
Go broke. So this is just one of the better things that we do.
They also did... they got us the additional $20,000 for the solar project.
For the solar, I'm just
bringing through
on
O'Connor.
Because you're on there. You're the one who is a liaison.
They work with us on scene, byway grants, you name it. When we need funding, we go to the MARC project.
But Brian, you did your own grant writing for the...
Yes, but they boosted it up.
They boosted it. They got us an additional
20.
Okay.
Same thing. We use them for everything. Mm-hmm. We go to them when we're looking for free money.
Except for Brian's hard work on the NYSA.
No, and we give it to Brian.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Excluding all
get free money.
I go.
All right. Now.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Can I entertain a motion here to approve?
I will make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I have a second. Any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All against. Motion carried. I don't have to date this one, do I?
No. Yeah, blank one.
All right. Next item. Intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Fleischmann's for building inspection services and services to the zoning enforcement office. I haven't gotten any numbers from Hiram.
You look at your sheet and then
I could not dig up my stuff from last year. I see.
Did we get it? Here we go.
$13,500.
It's $13,500. But then Beth said we gave back $5,725 in permits, fees back to the village.
But she said that Hiram wasn't complete, right, for the last quarter?
Yeah, last quarter, yes.
She thought it was going to end up being about eight fees.
And she said that Hiram spends about 15 hours a week.
Oh, I know.
On an average. And that's the, you know, in the wintertime it's slower, but in summertime it's but average it would be 15 hours a week.
So if we want to increase this, if we want to consider doing that, that's something we need to talk about, and then we need to present that to them so they have time to incorporate that into their stuff for their fiscal year.
That's right, which is June, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
The thing that I remember Kent saying is that we were going to gradually increase it year over year, and I just don't remember where we started on that.
Well, I think what we should do is, considering that we kept it we dropped it. Is that right? And gave them permit fees, $2,500. I think what happened is, yes. We dropped the $2,500 and we figured it would be a wash. Didn't figure it'd be that much in commercial.
So it'd be, you know, like we were talking to Beth yesterday, and she said, say it's going to be wind up being around $8,000. Really, it's technically only costing the village $5,500 for Hiram services. So it's a pretty good deal.
our problem is that we can't continue to. This was the problem originally. The idea in the beginning when the board first did this, and I was the person who sent it, was we're going to go over there, we're going to work real hard for a couple of years, and then we're only going to have to spend about 20% of our time there. Mm-hmm. And Fleischmann's is just bloomed. Because with the junkyards leaving and all of that, then we've had motels being built and commercial uses coming in, which inundates us. So we do have to factor that in somehow. We can't leave it just lopsided like this. So considering that the revenues were not a wash and they were almost double of what we expected them to be, I would think probably a $2,500 increase, something like that.
Increase to $2,500.
Increase $2,500 on top of the annual.
$215,000.
Correct. And they keep their permit fees.
Do you think it's more equitable if we take more of the permit fees?
If you start doing that, you're going to get into a mess calculating-wise, because then we're going to have to start calculating percentages of permits. Yeah, okay. If we're going to give them permits, let them have them. Right. And here's the other thing with permits. I'm just going to tell you right now. They just paid for all these commercial permits. Don't expect another massive round of commercial permits to be issued. Now they're going to renew them for the next 2-3 years at $10 a year. Mm-hmm. The commercial permit fee is when you pull it the first time, and then it stays until you're done with that motel unit or building, which may be 2 years down the road.
Is that on our fee schedule, or is that on
our fee schedule?
It's on our fee schedule.
But we collect the fees, and we take all Village of Fleischmann's fees and send them to them.
Okay.
For their building permits, for their zoning permits, ZBA, the whole nine yards.
Gotcha. Thank
all right.
you. Thank
and
you.
Since that was not a wash, like we figured of the $2,500, and they ended up with more than double that, more like $6,000, then I would think that an increase of $2,500 back to $15,000, knowing that they're going to get that, still keeps them at paying. If it was this year, they'd still only be paying $9,000 for it. Right? So that's still in a really good situation. We're not compensating our department for what we should, but at least we're incrementally increasing it where the village can handle it.
But that would be $16,000, though.
Is that right?
Yeah. It would be $16,000.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
We mean,
that's what I meant, $16,000.
I just want to make sure.
So that's what my line of thinking is. What do you guys got? Because what we got to do is present this to the mayor and the village and say this is where we're at. And we'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to punish them, but we also just want to be a little
but
more.
But we also got to try to compensate.
What is this? Is that covering Hiram's?
Not even close, but it makes it better.
Okay.
Figure that half. You got to figure that that's about $190,000 department? Is that right? Or is that a $90,000 department? I think it's $190,000.
Our building and zoning.
Marine building and zoning, yeah. And you got to figure that right now you're looking at, you know, 45%. Of that is inflation's. So.
Wait, 15 out of 45%? 15 hours a week is not 45% of his week, is it?
He's working 7 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's 35 hours
a
week.
Oh, I forgot he was full time.
That is the hours, and that's what they've always been.
Oh, yeah, no, I just forgot. Okay.
So you. Wow. 45%, man.
Oh, but yeah, okay.
So, and before anyone has any power palpitations, it's been like this forever.
I understand. I understand.
Let's just be straight up about it. And the other part of that is that they're within our community, and we have certain obligation to help them and work with them. And we're not, again, trying to beat them up with this, but, you know, incrementally increase it a little bit. And I think
we got to be fair to the town.
And I think $2,500. Yeah. Right. We got to be able to answer to our taxpayers as well.
So wait, I'm sorry. Are we going up to 16,000 or 15,000?
Yes. 16,000.
Okay. 16. All right. That is, I remember aiming for 15,000 when we last discussed this last year. That's the only thing I do remember. Yeah. So this would be a little more than we discussed last year, which I'm comfortable with as long as, you know, we're friendly about
and,
it.
Right. And then we'll talk to the village and. Mm-hmm. We'll have them come here and discuss this with us and try to hash this out in a diplomatic way.
That sounds good.
Everyone like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Remember that.
All right. So I will speak to them about that. Okay. Increasing it $2,500 annually. All right. Very good. Next item, open the floor to the public. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak? All right, then we'll move on. FYI, letter from Jennifer Cabat asking to be considered as Middletown representative to the order board. I called Jennifer and left a message with her today. I have a letter, I see that. Telling her that we'd already considered Diane Monroe from this, and we'd been working on this for a couple weeks now. Spoke with Diane yesterday. Diane asked that the town put together a resolution. The coalition is in full support of this, and the coalition is setting up a meeting with the governor's office in 2 weeks, and they would like to present this directly to the governor because they want to order representative just as badly as we do. Also, I will take that letter. I'll have Patty ask her to draft up a resolution for this for next week, and then I'll take that and give that to Tina Mullane.
Not next week, you mean next month.
Next month, thank you. And we're not doing another one next week?
It's not business.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So we'll do it on the next month, right. I'm sorry. And I will bring that to Tina Mullane, the chairman, ask her to send that forward, and then I'll also contact Senator Seward, because that's where Tina sends it, and ask Senator Seward to push it forward. And right now, the timing is really good. Diane has been going to all of the order meetings for the last couple of years up north, driving up north to do that on her own dime. She's always been making public comment on behalf of Bel Air, so we know that she's been there. She maintains a position on the coalition, and she remains very, very much involved with what's going on in Bel Air. I think she'd make a very good representative. We spoke about doing this, and then her communicating with us, the town, and making sure that gets forwarded to the county as well, since she would be the county representative.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just curious. Didn't we vote on it, though, back whenever it was? Didn't we pass a resolution submitting Jason's name?
We did.
What happens to that?
That's been the governor did not appoint it last year and said no to it. And I've sent that, and we pushed it, and we've not been successful with it. And so at this point, what's more important is that we get a representative and we try to start getting some funding for Bel Air. Because this year, I figure there are $5 million that remains in the state budget from the last time we went up there and begged money out of them will be gone this year. And then the coffers will need to be refilled. So we're at the point where we have to get a representative. And that's where we are. I've already spoken with Jason about this, and I've let him know. I've spoken with Tina about this a couple months ago, and I put the bug out there for everyone to let them know that we do have to do something. Half the employees of Bel Air live in the town of Middletown. We have an obligation to try to do the best we can.
Okay? So are you going to interview Jen at all?
Or I left a message with
you
Jen.
You did call her, I'm sorry.
I spoke with Jennifer. I left a message with her, and I told her what I'm telling you, that I've already considered it, but that we would really love to entertain her on one of our other boards.
I brought that to her attention.
Good. When a position's
and
available.
She's not really interested in something like that. She likes to write.
Okay, but I told her, we'd love for you to participate in one of the other boards when they come available, and please come put your name in the hat.
And it's because Diane has been so...
She's
beautiful.
Never left.
Yes, she's been in the running the whole time.
And not only that, you have Roxbury that was pulling for her from day one.
Right.
And I superseded it because I made a case most of the employees were coming from Middletown. And also we were having a problem with getting information from them, and I didn't feel like we'd be able to get it. But I think at the end of the day, information is better than nothing because we haven't had nothing. We have no representation up there, guys. I couldn't tell you the first thing about what's going up there right now, and that's not right. Mm-hmm. And we're not doing a really good job of representing those people if we're not involved with it. So one way or another, we have to figure out how to get the governor to appoint something to where we're involved in this whole order thing.
And Jason's okay with us, too?
Yep.
Okay.
He understands the deal.
All right. I just wanted some sort of formal process, so that sounds formal enough to me.
Yeah, I just explained it to everyone. I've spoke with everyone, letting everyone know. I've called everyone up. And I'll get a resolution here so we can vote on it at the next meeting, okay? All right, guys. And a second thing. Julia, you made a comment that you are not on very many committees, and I took that under consideration last month.
I spoke
with Nelson, and I asked Nelson if he'd be willing to step down from one of his. So if you would like, I would place you on the anti-harassment committee.
Okay.
And that way you would be able to have more participation.
Well, I appreciate that, Nelson and Pat. Thank you.
And you good with that?
Yeah, happy to do it. I actually don't remember that one being on our list last time.
Sexual harassment. It's right up off Water District.
You just made it up.
We're basically just getting
that's
your own.
That's right.
Created a committee.
You like that?
The squeaky wheel. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know, I'd love to have that list of committees disseminated because I screwed it up when I emailed my thing out. So because I missed that. But yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And
all right. Anything else other to come to the board?
Yes, real quick. There's and I don't know how to go about getting rid of it, but every day I come into work, I see it. There's a mattress off the side of the road.
I've seen that.
I would gladly use my tow truck to get it up to the road, if just leaving the side of the road, if the town wants to just swing by and pick it up one day. It's been there for like a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah. I see it all the time, and now there's no snow, you can see it even easier. Sorry, that's just the OCD thing for me, I see.
Well, here's the...
what the deal is with that, or can I just go bring it up to the side of the road and then...
Well, here's what... this is...
I know where
I happen to be working right there right now,
so
the road, and I can tell you
though.
That the town highway department was working there all day today, and at any time could have reached over with the backhoe and been happy to grab that.
It's nothing against the guy. That's the thing. I don't know if it's policy or whatever.
So, unless you can find some place to dispose it, or we can get John to do that, then the answer is usually no, because John doesn't like picking up trash off the street.
Which is understandable.
He's doing it everywhere.
Yeah, and that's saying if you do it once, you're going to do it.
It does. It's
just been there forever, so I just didn't know that.
And we can't take them to the transfer station, and that's the problem with them.
Matches?
Yeah, no.
Can you go over to Walton?
Oh, you can go to Walton.
You can go to Walton.
John's not going to pick that up. John's not going to do that. But I'll tell you what we'll do. Me and you will have a conversation about this.
That was good.
And I'm sure that two involved individuals like ourselves can figure out how to deal with this.
Okay? That's fine. I was just curious about it. So
I think we need a motion to appoint Julia and take.
I'm sorry. You're right. I make a motion to appoint Julia. What is the name of the committee?
I will make that motion.
Anti-harassment policy.
Anti-harassment policy committee.
I will do that.
May I get a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a second. Are there any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
Aye. Thanks,
all
guys.
All against, motion carried. There we go, Patty. Thank you.
I have another, shockingly. Yes. Ready for me? I apologize if you did cover this already, but can we cover the issue of the two official newspapers?
Or yes.
Did you do that already?
So what I did is I shot an email to Joan 8 minutes after she sent that email. I was eating my dinner. I had worked late, and so it took me 8 minutes. And the email was this. We will be sending all legal ads to both publications when required.
Which is not as often as we thought.
Right.
This is my understanding of the resolution that we approved. I apologize for any confusion, and we will confirm at the next meeting. And the idea of doing this, guys, when we bumped to two papers, was to make sure that we covered more people. Let's remember that 4 years ago when I originally ran, I ran on transparency. The whole idea was let's get some public comment back at the meetings. Let's get people involved. So let's get lots of people here. We like our residents to participate. And two papers was just another way of informing more people to do that. So that's what I think we're at. Sorry for the confusion on it. That's where I am.
Cool.
I think it covers us legally to make sure that one gets forgetting to get run someplace, we've still got one in for the legal
and we run
required
into
amount of time.
Right.
Somebody has a breakdown in publishing, we need to get something out there. I think it's just good business.
Yep.
You know, different publishing times, so that plays into it too.
So that's where we are with that. Very simple. Everyone's with that. That's what we did. That's what we're doing.
It's fine.
Carrie, we last time on our organization meeting, we put and or. So now, should we do a motion or just leave it because it's and or, and we're going to do both since it'll be in this meeting this month, in minutes this month.
Yeah, we can't do the or because that doesn't make any sense.
No, I know we can't. No, you're totally right. No, I'm just saying, should we just clarify it that we're going to be in both?
I make a motion that we remove or from the publications.
Second.
Do we have any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
I'm recusing. Motion carried.
Upon Carrie's advice, I'm recusing. Even though it's never been an issue in 12 years, I'm still recusing.
That's big of you, Brian. Thank you.
All right. Now, anything else?
Yes, one quick thing. After the workshop, I got all my ducks in a row for the Arkville Water thing. Sent an email to Bob. Said I would really appreciate it if find out what you need, get the new ones, and then we'll do it all at once instead of going in and getting the old ones out, wait until you get the new ones,
so
and then go back,
right?
Then go back, huh?
Blown batteries?
Batteries.
Okay, great.
Everybody's okay with me doing it, and I'm doing it, but I wanted to do it once. And that was last week. I got an email back from Bob that said he was going to try to find the specifications in the manuals or whatever.
Okay, good.
If it was me, I'd walk in, take a picture of it, and see, but it's in Bob's court.
Yeah, as soon as he gets it, we'll set it up.
So just wanted you to know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just wanted you to know that.
Do we know, did Bob send anything about that leak, the weird meter thing?
No, I haven't heard anything on the meter yet.
Okay.
Did you get anything, Patty?
No.
So we're going to have to get access.
He came in today and got a part that he had ordered.
I mean, on the off chance that is a leak, that's why I'm worried. But it can't possibly be. Right?
It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't see how you could do it without not seeing it.
We'd see it.
I would think so. $60,000 of water is massive.
It's massive.
Somebody's feet would be wet.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gallons.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
It's unlikely.
And actually, one more thing. I know I lied. I'm sorry. Hiram wanted us to change the fee schedule for the building permit.
He needs to bring to us what he would like.
He's going, okay. I just wanted
and
to make
when
sure
he does, that's when we'll consider it.
Great.
All right. No more others. Then we'll move on to the next one, which is audit and approve the monthly vouchers for payment.
Make that motion.
We have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any questions or comments? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion carried. Thank you, Carrie. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
Carrie,
you.
Carrie, you did a stunning job tonight, by the way.
Outstanding job. Thanks, Ryan.
I appreciate it.
Also, I did look it up. I asked to the Minister of Towns lady, and she said that it's special.
What am I signing here?
What's that, right? I'm just asking a question. I have 10.
First of all. Okay, 1, 18, 15.
Yeah,
I'm still doing it, man.
Just ask.
And you're going to be on the nominating committee, so this stuff's not for the town.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is what I try to do.
Take care, Eddie.
Thank you, Steve.
I do have newer ones you might.
We'll post that.
Like I just have one in here.
Seems personal.
It is, obviously.
When you go home, stop by the post office, turn off your lights, and see.
It'll give you a sunburn, boy.
It'll give you a sunburn.
I don't need lights on the bedroom window.
I don't either, man. I want you to know that I made my wife tinfoil the windows.
Artville done. They do make a softer version of those.
Those are the softer ones.
I think, right out here, by a commercial building, they use the brighter ones. But in the Hamlets, they're supposed to use all the lower ones.
Because John said they asked for them in the buildings, too.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the less.
I talked to Jason Thompson before.
We went through that down at the firehouse, too. We went through that program, too.
They said it made a big difference for them.
They took the sorting paper off the front, put the LEDs out there.
We had to get shields for them. The Marxists were having
a tough time.
They don't like staying up all night.
No.
Killing somebody.
Where are they signing? Over here?
Yeah. Well, you did what I asked them. You got a petition sent around, so I appreciate that.
And it could serve the whole town.
Just sign?
Yeah.
It could potentially serve the whole town, except that we determined already.
I wrote a minute ago.
no other road. I don't know. We had a thinking about it, but I can't remember right now.
Okay.
But I just wanted to see the petition and see how many people are asking for it. So thank you. I appreciate that. Those New Kingston petitions, man.
Just keep them.
I really got to stop asking for them.
See you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate
it. Good night, Steve.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I also got an email from Louis Georgie about that, too. I was like, oh, my God, really?
The lights?
No, the speeding. The lights are new. No one told me about the lights. Are these the new LEDs?
Yeah.
They're too bright. That's the.
Oh, my God.
I was just curious what it cost the time.
Other people can
see the left. You see the turn by to go up off 28? Right there.
It's amazing. My gosh.
It's $72 a ton.
Wait, where?
I'm just curious
where?
What
the hairpin turn. Those lights stay replaced too.
Where's that?
Like you mean the right
by,
turn?
By Candace Dunn's house, right there in the corner
that
of
the
right.
Waterfall. Trucking too,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right there in that turn. Well, those are brighter too.
I think, like I said, commercial hubs and like.
Yeah.
Places outside the hamlets, they put brighter ones.
Yeah, oh my God, I can't believe how bright
it is. Julia, did you get a chance to call the association in town about the bids?
I emailed you.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Well, that's why
did
I thought...
Did you do that today?
No, I emailed
yesterday.
Well,
that's why I thought there was new...
It's at the end of that
those
thread,
lights, whatever,
so
that report,
there's a bunch of stuff in that thread.
So
yeah, they said that we
right
do have to publish
it.
I know where you mean.
Yeah.
But
I never realized there were lights there.
So how do I get a list of what I really have to publish?
It's by statute.
So
you make sure that Carrie tells you every time, like anything that has a statute, I require for
better
than
means
we publish
a legal notice.
Yeah. I think it's just
so,
different sort of.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, we can call the association and have them tell us.
Can you give me a contact number for that?
Oh, sure, of course, yeah. They're probably going to just tell you, though, what I just told you. It's kind of our experience.
No, I don't want to do that. I
like
don't want to do anything
everybody
wrong.
In our house.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I think it makes sense for you to, let's see. They don't seem like they have a template.
At all, I mean, he's going to be this fast.
I'm trying.
Awesome.
Well, I will give you a number for them, and they can, at the very least, I mean, we're members there, so they have to serve us, so they could probably recommend.
I couldn't find my email, but I used to write to them all the time.
I like calling them and just picking their brains, but yeah, she told, you know, what she does is she tells me which statute, what number, what blah, blah is where, but, you know, I asked her about bonds, and she said that's a whole separate thing. Right.
Yeah, then you have to publish in the paper.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking that.
Yeah, they were mandatory. That I knew.
Would your clerks association have this? I don't know if you have a clerks association that does this stuff.
Sure, but I mean, most of it's this.
I mean, no but it's the kind of. I have to call like, just give me a list.
You know what?
Oh, okay.
I haven't gone to a meeting. I mean, I used to go every other year. I haven't gone probably in 4 years.
They would have it for the clerk in a way that the Association of Towns won't, because they really deal with people like me, asking like questions. And you want some? They're not going to give you something ironclad, I'm pretty sure. Oh man,
well that's not fair. That's not right.
Yeah.
Because if it's done wrong, who's going to be the blame?
Exactly, you and us, all of us. We're all on the hook. So
I think this is.
So let's. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted, but let's talk about the best way to figure it out.
Okay.
I mean, can you also ask the neighboring town? Are there any? I mean, you're
screwed up with
the problem is that we're usually the ones who are setting it and doing it the right way. I mean, that is right. That's anything with money in a statute, that's when you have to. Outside of that,
that's what I was thinking.
Anything with money in a statute.
But, you know, like when I talked to Diane at Roxbury, she did what I did. All the
No kidding.
Yeah.
But, so that's really, okay, so you did talk to somebody.
Oh, that's how I realized if you have two papers, you have to advertise them both.
That's so interesting. Okay. All right, well, I will totally call them and ask them this. If you call the clerks and ask that, and then we'll pull our notes and figure it out. And it'd be nice to just get a cheat sheet of here's all the stuff that you need to publish. That would be great.
It is.
And that's why you can't answer my question of how much does it cost, right? Because you don't know yet. We'll figure it out. It's not necessarily going to cost double.
Would like slow down and go
because we are
going to
probably
that was our idea.
Right.
The ones I put on my website.
20 hours a week, like.
Yeah, what a camera.
So screwed up in there, right?
We got a good old fashioned newspaper war around here.
And then she got in that guy from inflation, right?
Yeah.
And,
Okay, sorry, Nels.
Oh, here, Nels, give Nelson these white ones. I already signed.
No, you were going that way. Did they sign?
These are my last two right here. Let me give you the last two, and then I'll take that stack of white ones. Because I've signed everything else. Here's two.
Yeah.
Here's one.
That's actually it.
Well, where's the rest? Oh, the backwards. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Flip it over.
She got hacked. She told me, oh, I got hacked, et cetera. So then she...
There's one. Okay. Now I'll take that stack of white ones right there.
Okay.
Yep.
Sent Calvin notes.
I don't know if Nelson.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Yep.
I did.
Now, these guys need the yellow ones.
Okay. I'm going to directions.
Which you haven't worked on
much,
yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
So, Patty, Chris and I are interested in reviewing our policies because we're the policy committee. So,
well, you're not doing it now.
Oh, hell no. No. But they're all in that book.
No, I still have to.
And I have that book at home. So,
I don't know if you do. I made a lot of photocopies because what I was going to do. Make one for all the board.
Way to pass the
ball. And then I wanted to make one for every department. Assessor's office.
Or is this what we were talking about with John?
Gosh, that way everyone knows the policy what our things are.
Okay. What, I mean, this is our job.
Necessarily, they do not have to have the terms of offices for everybody like you guys do, but the policies and the things that I'm going to give to every department so that way they can't say they don't have them.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think that makes sense.
My deputy has photocopied. I have not had time to put the books. I have five of these because some of the ones that got returned to me are filthy and I cannot get them cleaned. So I'm not.
So we're thinking maybe March. You'll have time to get us new policy books and we can review. Does it make sense for us to review the policies that exist before you put all the books together?
No, because I don't think they're going to change. They're all recent, not old.
Answering the phone.
Brian, I'm asking if you could revisit the.
Christy had to answer it.
How the $20,000 a year you automatically get health insurance policy. I mean, this is something that policy. Yes, in there.
Dick kept sitting around going, what are you doing?
I mean, like this.
Yeah. In the other room.
So maybe Chris and I will just look at what we have already.
The amount of money she pissed away, I could live on for quite a few years comfortably. It's just nuts.
That's a shame, though.
Chris, I was just talking about policy review. Mm-hmm. Brian brought it to my attention that you might want to think about this particular policy changing. If you make $20,000, you get health insurance as opposed to...
I think it should be based on hours, don't you?
That's what you suggested, yeah.
Don't you think? That was Marge's ploy.
What were we talking about?
You know how, like, the $20,000 threshold to get health insurance?
Mm-hmm.
That was Marge's deal to get herself health insurance.
It's higher than that, right? Full time.
It should be like an hourly thing.
I think establishes it.
He did it back.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is like her policy. I think it's something we definitely need to. After we get.
He did it backwards.
Oh, should we? Oh,
so if I do it,
Bob's supposed to get us back the information for his contract, right?
Okay. And it's been quite a few years since this went through.
You don't want to talk about this until after we sign that contract.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
But you can do it. But I'm going to tell you right now that you're going to have to start with the state controller.
It was one of the books that were given to you.
Because I think the state controller
establishes pressure. Because that's one of my forms. That's the forms I get when I have to token.
Right. I guess, like, is that what a
policy is? And the reason is,
you're going to retire right on top there.
That's why.
So there's that, right. Well, there are all these templates
so they come across.
That we can follow and make sure our stuff comes
across. Right, so it has to be. You have,
over there?
You can be, you can add
yeah, so
more
they come across as that's the customer you tell, and then that's the locate. But I don't know. I was wondering why I saw it in there earlier when you were flipping through it. How you got one of my AAA forms.
In other words, like if it's the state says that it's 25,000, you can lower it to 20. You can't increase it to
30.
He lives in big
eyes at Melton Church. Do you understand what
the
state says?
Yes.
If they're doing this much, you have to give it to them.
We can be more generous. We can.
You can right. That's right. There
got
we
it.
Go.
We
that's
can be more
I'm
stingy.
Saying.
Got it. Right. I don't know if you saw these, right?
I think that did not sound nice. Apparently not.
Yeah, I think this one stack is fresh.
I think when Skelton signed these are all signed. The white ones.
Yep. I think so, too. Oh, did we decide anything about... the Hawkinsville water tank thing, or are we tabling that for the summer? I'm just trying to remember.
Hawkinsville
tank.
Hawkinsville's
been done.
That's right, Hawkinsville.
We're just waiting for the summertime to figure out what to use.
Get them up the road, exactly.
Okay. So what do you have to use, a four-wheeler now to get up there?
Yeah.
I've never been up there.
We use the fire department's UTV. We got straps on.
Yeah.
So I'm not
Johnson. Oh, you go right up there?
The power line.
That's great. Thank you.
The one we drag snowmobiles up,
yeah.
The power line.
Yeah.
The tank is... two-thirds of the way up on the second level.
Okay, see, I never realized
that's why you don't get up there.
Because it's an emergency.
Yeah. I don't blame him for not wanting to carry it.
Yes, I was wondering how you...
He's got to go out through Lynn Johnson's.
Preventing an emergency.
And where we have that. We don't have to ask permission, no, we're allowed to.
No, we got
to
ask because we have a right-of-way through there. We have a straight-up power line from County Route. All right, something to keep in mind, guys. I'm just going to let you know this right now. Carrie Wagner will be retiring at the end of this year.
What?
He is?
Yes. Young guy like him?
Yeah.
I mean, good for him, but it sucks.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm going to do a little research and see if we can't find. I've had Carrie. Carrie's told me
that he's
got a few
sign,
prospects
right?
out there. Huh. Some guys that are getting their bars and want to be working locally in the area, want to get in general municipal stuff. That usually is the kind of stuff we like because we can get them fairly cheap and then tell them what to do and teach them ourselves.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there.
There is. So we got a couple. He's going to get me some names together towards the end of the year, but just a heads up so you guys know that, all right?
I think it's right.
What's that about? Retiring.
Can we do that?
We're almost.
We'll do the adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion.
Second it. Do we have any questions or comments? All in favor, aye.
All right. Aye.
All against, motion carried.